This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Prime. House Democrats Friday morning have released 6 years of former President Trump's tax records. It will take some time to decipher what's in them, the complexity of his finances, and whether he may have profited from tax policies he signed into law as president. More specifically, the 2017 Tax Cut and Jobs Act, which provided a series of tax breaks and cuts for businesses. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.7 trillion spending bill that will keep the federal government operating through September of 2023 and provide tens of billions of dollars in new aid to Ukraine and more pork than the American taxpayers can afford in a time of inflation teetering on recession. With the new year starting Monday, new laws will go into effect.
27 states will see minimum wage increases in the new year. The minimum wage in Washington state will increase to $15.74 an hour, which will be the highest rate in the United States. Meanwhile, California and Washington will now require employers to share information about their salaries to prospective employees beginning January 1st. Maryland and Missouri will become the latest states to offer legalized recreational marijuana for adults over 21. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
San Jose, California city officials are warning people living near waterways to get to higher ground because of possible flooding from rains. Sean Cartwright with Unhoused Response Group on NBC Bay Area says this is not fair to the homeless population.
So people are living where they can, and then you sweep them out of areas like Columbus Park, and you sweep them into creeks, and then you say, oh, get out of the creek because it's going to flood.
Cities across Ukraine have been targeted by a wave of Russian missile strikes Friday in one of the largest bombardments since the war began. At least three people, including a 14-year-old girl, were taken to the hospital after explosions hit the capital of Kyiv. This is USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
There's a new sheriff in Washington, D.C.
The incoming Republican chairman of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees began demanding records from the Biden administration in recent weeks as part of a series of planned investigations, including the drawdown of troops from Afghanistan and the business dealings of Hunter Biden. A top White House lawyer, however, told Representatives Jim Jordan and James Comer their requests would have to be reissued once Republicans assume their House majority next week. The White House said the lawmakers don't yet have standing to make their requests. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Bob Penny, an Alabama college professor and actor who performed small roles in movies including Forrest Gump and Sweet Home Alabama, has died at the age of 87. Penny died on Christmas Day, according to an obituary from Laughlin Service Funeral Home in Huntsville, Alabama. No cause of death was given. The Empire State is ready to start dispensing marijuana.
New York State's first recreational marijuana shop is now open in New York City. The Empire State legalized it last year, but all the logistics and regulations had to be sorted out before the first shop could open, the first of many. Meanwhile, the city council in Barstow, California, which is about halfway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas, has taken another step toward development of a so-called cannabis super center. It would take over an abandoned mall and feature 20 pot farms, 5 cannabis makers, 6 distributors, and 2 retail shops. A final council vote is set for next month. I'm Richard Johnson.
I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. I've got John Whitehead for us. He is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. Hey, John, how are you?
Fine, just, you know, busy doing the work that we do, the cases, and so watching our culture completely collapse, in my opinion.
Exactly.
The future in this country does not look good, folks.
Yeah.
And like I say, I'm trying to get people wild up enough to get out there and do something about it.
Well, we have to. I mean, the problem that you have is the general Pareto principle, where 20% does 80% of the lifting. This is a government that is up for by the people, which commands us all to get involved. And to your point, John, all hands on deck are required if we're going to take this country back, because we're fighting a force, believe it or not, that has a planned agenda. This is by design. This isn't by accident or, you know, by some sort of silly historical mistake. The degradation, the mediocratization of America is in full steam ahead, and we're sitting here just sitting on our couch and watching it happen to us.
We're watching TV, which is what they want us to do, because as some of the great writers of the past who have looked at television and worked with general media said, hey, wait a second, folks, be careful. CNN, all the programs, even Fox, by the way,
is that
a lot of that is controlled by the government. The government actually sets in there and helps vet articles, pitch what they want to pitch. So I'm telling people, it's not a right or left issue. It's an issue of just thinking. You know, I do not watch mainstream media news. I do my own research. And when you do that, all of a sudden, when you see what's happening before you, you go, wow, we need to do something about this. But they do want you sitting, not doing. They want you to buy their products, and that's what we're seeing today. And with this, what's being taught kids in schools today, they're pushing this cancel culture. I mean, the article that my wife and I wrote called Cancel Culture's War on History, Heritage, and the Freedom to Think for Yourself, I mean, they're saying that, you know, in places like New York where many of the towns in the city of New York are named after Native Americans. They have to get rid of it because it's offensive, or school names and stuff like that, or in Florida, the Florida Seminoles. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
And the people who wrote our Constitution and our Bill of Rights would say, you people are losing it. You need to stand for heritage and freedom. And people like George Orwell saw it coming. He said, he who controls the past controls the future. He who controls the future controls the present.
Right.
And that's where we're at today. And it's, like I said, it's the age of intolerance. If you say the wrong word today, you're kicked off of Facebook or whatever. And it's got to the point where the first article in the Bill of Rights is the freedom of speech, the right to think, you know, and the need to think. Mm-hmm. They do not want the government that we have today, the so-called deep state, which, by the way, works for governments around the world. We're moving into a global state.
Right.
Do not want people to think. They want us to sit, stare, buy, and go home and just do whatever they want us to do. They don't want any of the so-called rebels of the past that stood up and said, we disagree with that. We're going to take a stand. We're going to march in the streets. Mm-hmm. And you don't see much of that today, by the way. Most people just like us, like you said, they just sit and watch, and that's it.
Yeah. In other countries, surprisingly enough, including China, it's gotten to the point where they're going out in the streets. Russia's got the problems with the crowds coming out. I think this is all a bit foreboding and prescient in terms of where the people are right now. And as you say, to your point, John, this is all a cabal that's going on. You may say the government, but you got to go deeper than that, because you've got entities like BlackRock, State Street, and that are very much involved in the editing rooms, in the newsrooms, in every television. I mean, what I've been observing is, whether you're watching Fox, CNN, MSNBC, if you listen, the talking points are nearly the same. So you go, wait a minute, where's the connectivity here? And that's where I say it goes back to these, these entities that, I don't know, what do they control? $30, $40 trillion worth of, worth of assets, Vanguard, State Street, and BlackRock. And their tentacles are in each of these newsrooms, and they're dictating, yes, all part of this cabal tied in with social media, Zuckerberg. We are being surrounded here, John. And the people need to wake up and see what's going on, that this is, like I said, this isn't by accident. They want to cancel everything that is of the West, of America, because we are that crown jewel for freedom for the world, aren't we not?
Yes, but, you know, Edward Snowden recently, the fellow who basically outed the NSA and all the surveillance they do us, and we are in a total surveillance state right now. Everything we're doing is being watched. But he said he was kind of shocked at China's influence in America and around the world, you know. There may be some protests in China, but, you know, China's outlawed the Animal Farm in 1984, mentioning George Orwell's novels. The word disagree cannot be used in China now, or you can get in trouble. And he said that basically he was shocked. He said, I'm surprised that I'm seeing the influence in terms of what you're supposed to say and what you think. And, again, they want us to march in lockstep. And, you know, how do you get a Hitler? Everybody says Heil.
Yeah.
And how do you do not get a Hitler? You have a lot of people standing up. Here's the key, too, in churches. I just spoke to a group of pastors in Greenville, South Carolina, and I was telling them, if you want to follow the model of Jesus Christ, I mean, he was a fellow who said, no, I'm not going along with this. I'm not relenting to you, Mr. Pontius Pilate. And what happened to him? He got crucified.
Right.
But he was, like I said, he was a strong man who stood up to freedom. If you want someone to follow, a Jesus Christ model is a good model. But here's the key, folks. You're going to get banged on the head. But listen, if it wasn't for people who get banged on the head, there wouldn't be no freedom in America. Think about the founding fathers who got shot in the streets by the British soldiers, whose homes were invaded. That's why we have a Fourth Amendment, who burned churches. And why did they burn the churches, the British, when they moved into town? Because that's where the patriots met.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is here is that we need to get together in our groups, our churches and stuff, and start taking this country back. If you love your kids and your grandchildren, you're going to do it. Otherwise, and like I say, when I see kids today who do know nothing about the Bill of Rights, they don't read the Declaration of Independence in public schools, I'm saying, why would you send your kid to a school that doesn't teach the Bill of Rights and read the Declaration of Independence? Homeschooling, Christian schools, private schools, if you can. Let's get an educated populace, and that's what we need.
And this is what's happening. You've got a great exodus that's been taking place over the last couple of years of public schools, and COVID really jettisoned it all the more, because parents were able to see what was going on in the classrooms. And to their disgust, I mean, it had really gotten out of hand. I mean, you know, from drag queen story hours to, you know, the sexual perversion and, you know, all the other stuff that is not age appropriate. that teachers have boldly been sharing, and then, you know, to the point now that they're adding to the gender confusion, all as part and parcel of this, you know, woke advancement of their agenda. I mean, you know, you got to.
Agenda, you're absolutely right.
It's crazy, John. I mean, you got one teacher. I mean, she's bragging that 43% of her, I don't know, there's third or fourth graders are trans. Come on, give me a break.
Yes, exactly. Something they create.
Yeah, and this is what's going on. They are creating a hot mess with our kids because, as John pointed out, you've got to know the legitimate from the illegitimate. If you don't know Jesus Christ and the principles that he died for and liberty and freedom, you're going to fall for the other, the opposite, the illegitimate. We've got more from John after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The world's population recently reached 8 billion people. And while some are concerned about the status of global resources in space, we at the Tide Ministry are focused on how to share the gospel with the growing number of people being born into cultures and regions where Jesus is not known. As the population rises, so does the need for the body of Christ to be salt and light in a lost and increasingly dark world. For over 75 years, the Tide Ministry has worked through evangelistic radio broadcasts to share the love of Christ and make disciples among those who don't yet know Him. Our vision is to continue expanding our outreach among unreached people groups and see more lives changed by God's grace and mercy. To learn how you can pray for and encourage gospel proclamation among the huge number of people who have yet to hear the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Thank you.
Hey, we're back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Florida Ken, John Whitehead, has asked me this question. He says, you know, you're talking to John Whitehead. Ask him about this Brunson case. I think this is quite interesting. You know, going to the point of that this is a country of for by we the people, there are some we the peoples who are out there, you know, fighting the good fight on behalf of the Constitution, and such is the case for, I think his name is Roland Brunson, who is basically, he's filing a case that is now going to the Supreme Court, challenging something like 400 of our representatives, including the President of the United States and Vice President, for dereliction of duty, for not doing what the Constitution calls them to do. And this isn't about, you know, challenging the 2020 election. It's just saying, hey, why didn't you do your job? Why didn't you investigate? You had a 10-day period in which to, you know, check out the people's complaints, and there was, you know, people say, well, there wasn't a lot of information. There was copious amounts of information and suspicion about the 2020 election, but there's no, there's not been any interest to discover exactly what happened, all under the guise of immunity, which is a whole other issue that's, you know, part and parcel of this case, as you know, is, you know, elected officials, they got to get out of jail card, and they're not being held accountable. And this is what's frustrating the American people, because they're going, what, why are we sending these Kamokis to, you know, to D.C. if they're not going to do their job on behalf of the people?
Well, again, I think it's a really good issue. It's good that people like Brunson are standing up and fighting, because we need that. We need it out there. We need people to see this happening. But the point is that I've seen that, and I've sued in and out of Washington, D.C. for over 40 years, and I was always shocked at the corruption in Washington, D.C. I saw people that I knew that were decent people, that seemed to be decent people that I'd known for some time, run for government. When they got into office, when I saw them about a year later, they were entirely different people. Mm-hmm. They had more money, they had servants, they were getting all these fancy trips and stuff like that, and that changes their reality. That's the problem, that they do not really represent us, and that's what the studies have shown. There was a detailed Princeton study that showed after 20 years of studying laws and stuff passed in Washington, D.C., the professors came to the conclusion that we're run by an oligarchic elite that doesn't care about us in any way at all. They're there just to establish their power and keep it and work with the so-called deep state, which does exist, which is the large corporations and stuff like that.
Right.
So, I mean, it's good. I mean, again, we need more people that will take on the government and stand up and fight. But the lone wolf is going to be either shot down or not listened to. And I like to say this is true. The idea of limited government is a lie that the elite cultivates to keep us submissive. And they do that. They're not a limited government in Washington, D.C. They do whatever they want to do. They got so much money. And where do they get the money at? Think about that for a second. We the people.
Right.
And I keep emphasizing this to people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Constitution starts with those three words, we the people. Yeah. We the people do ordain and establish this Constitution. We are the government. They are not the government.
Right.
They're supposed to be representing us. And when they don't represent us, we need to kick their butts out of office, okay? Whatever people can argue, rigged elections or whatever, go make sure when they're in your area that you're demanding that they present themselves to you in forums and stuff like that. Get together in your neighborhoods and start what I'm calling civil liberties oversight committees. Get your people together. But listen, they should be in your community, by the way, these so-called Congress senators and representatives, and they should be addressing you locally and telling you what's going on and working with you. But who are they working with?
Well, they're working
the rich, exactly. Yes.
Yeah, the people there on the Beltway.
Washington, D.C., like I said, I've spoken there, and I've been shocked a couple of times. I had one leading senator tell me, he took me on a walk after I spoke up there, and he said, John, I just want you to know this. If someone says hello in the morning in Washington, D.C., it's for money.
Yes.
And the only thing he said, he looked at me and laughed and walked off, and I said, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're discussing.
We the people in our local communities have got to take over. And I say create islands of freedom. make our local governments free. The 10th Amendment, by the way, which most people don't even know about anymore, says that local governments can nullify acts of the federal government. You can kick the federal government's policies out of your towns, folks, but you got to get it together. You got to get them off your butt, that television set or whatever you're doing. The average American watches 150 hours of television a month. And you know what they're doing in D.C. knowing that? They're howling. They love it.
Exactly. Well, this is how they get their way, because while America is sleeping, just your exact point, this is so disgusting, John, when I think about this, is they open up the Treasury and help themselves. This is what's been going on. This is why we're $31 trillion in debt right now. And we're just waiting. I mean, this is all designed for the collapse of Western civilization, the American idea, because the pressure economically upon this country, we can't withstand this, John. I mean, we're talking about, you know, what was it, a couple of years ago, we were talking about an EMP attack. Forget about an EMP attack. We got a problem with diesel right now. And if we can't keep the trucks moving to deliver the goods in this country, which is our whole supply chain is compromised right now and being stressed. But if it gets any worse, John, we're in serious trouble.
Well, I keep warning people. They predicted, the government says, by 2026, thousands of stores are going to be closing. Mm. And, you know, I've warned people. The Pentagon's done a training video saying the government's going to collapse by 2030 and they're going to have to implement martial law. Why do you think they've given all that military equipment to local police, and why the FBI is working with police chiefs across the country? Mm-hmm. FBI, by the way, is not, I call it the Federal Bureau of Intimidation. Mm-hmm. It's there for one thing. That's to control the populace and scare you and all that. And that's what we as the Rough Institute do. We stand against that stuff and say, get out of our communities and get your butts back to where you belong. And that is in serving we the people. But they're mm-hmm. not doing it because they know that most people are just going to take it.
Exactly.
And if you're going to take it, you're going to get it.
But if we don't do it now, John, I mean, there's no firewall. We're going to be totally vulnerable. But to your point, if local communities start exercising their constitutional rights and fortifying, we start having these bonfires or these islands of independence and true liberty and freedom. I mean, now we can fight back. I mean, they're losing their skulls right now with what's happening in Florida as a case in point. But we need more Floridas in this union, don't we?
Yes, we do. And again, that's just telling the federal government to stick it. We ain't doing it, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're going to follow our laws. We're going to create our own laws. And we, the people, are going to rule because we are the rulers.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
He's telling people. The people that supposedly serve in the so-called government are our servants. We're the masters. Do you want to be a master, folks, or do you want to be a servant? They will definitely be the masters, and they have all the money. Where do they get it? They get it from us because they overtax us. And
right.
Now you have Biden wanting 75,000 new IRS agents. Many of them are armed. And, by the way, the IRS has its own SWAT teams. So, listen. They're going to try to listen. We're moving toward a very authoritarian government, and like Snowden warned, he said he was pretty much freaked at the influence China's having in this country. And now you have China opening up a police headquarters in New York City.
Exactly,
freak you out, folks.
This is the stuff that's happening while you're sleeping, watching TV, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly,
is your country is being stolen from you? It's being hijacked. All in the name of democracy, according to Joe Biden, right?
Yep, and it's not democracy, no. It's rule by the elite. They rule because we sleep. And like I said, people say, well, I wonder why are they teaching the Bill of Rights in public schools? Well, they don't want people to talk back.
Exactly.
You know, they don't want anybody to get up and say, I disagree with this philosophy you're teaching today. They want you to sit there and look straight ahead and listen to whatever they're dictating. But again, I'm telling people, get free your kids today. It'll start with your children, by the way. Teach them the Bill of Rights at home. We have a Bill of Rights pamphlet. You can go on our website, get it, get a copy, and teach your kids. I've actually had some fella call me when I was on an interview saying, hey, I taught my kids the Bill of Rights at home with your pamphlet. It's only over 400 words.
Yes, exactly. And while you're there at the website, make sure you render a donation to the Rutherford Institute. They're doing a great job on behalf of freedom for the American people. That's Rutherfordinstitute.com, right, John?
Right, so, Rutherford.org, ORG, sign up to get our newsletters and stuff and get educated, folks. Education precedes action.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA News Update. Southern California Sheriff Deputy Isaiah Cordero was shot and killed during a traffic stop Thursday by a man with a violent criminal history since 2000. The suspect later died in a shootout on I-15 in Norco, California. The suspect was 44-year-old William Shea McKay of San Bernardino County. President Biden on Thursday signed the $1.66 trillion funding bill to keep the U.S. government running through September of 2023. Biden signed the bill, which passed Congress last week, while vacationing in St. Croix. Japan adopted a plan on Thursday to extend the life of nuclear reactors, replacing the old and even building new reactors. Rising energy prices and pressure to reduce carbon emissions has Japanese leaders choosing nuclear energy. This is a major policy change since the Fukushima nuclear disaster from 2011. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Walking around, some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. I'm on the top of the world, down on creation, and the only explanation I can find.
With you, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, and I've been looking forward to this conversation with Chris May about this new book, Carpenters, The Musical Legacy. Chris is a longtime Carpenters expert and historian, a 16-year moderator and contributor for the popular online Carpenters discussion forum at A&M Corner, and a consultant, freelance music director, and arranger himself. Chris, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thanks, Phil. It's my pleasure, very much so. Thank you.
Well, the Carpenters' sound was so distinctive, and the way it came on, it really burst into the scene, and regardless of some criticism and what some people may have thought of, you know, Richard Carpenter and Karen Carpenter just took over the marketplace. And their popularity grew so dramatically in spite of some of the early criticism, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's really the byproduct of a timeless sound. First, of course, with Karen's unmistakable lead vocals, Richard's arranging and production style and songwriting, and of course those classic harmonies, which were created by the two of them. You know, a lot of people, even to this day, don't completely understand how overdubbing works, but to create, you know, four, five, six onward, you know, up to seven, eight parts and, you know, double and triple tracked. I mean, it's, they were really a brand with that sound. There's no mistaking them.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was as if the gods, you know, so to speak, had deposited into Richard this sound. I mean, because it was something that was, you know, bouncing within his own mind, and he was determined to find it. And the way he orchestrated layer upon layer to come up with this unique brand is a story in and of itself, isn't it?
It really is, and I've often said, even as we were compiling this this enormous book, you know, I said, you know, it really, the Carpenters sound, and we're talking even pre-Carpenters as we knew them on the A&M label, but as they were even teenagers and they were developing individual, their individual talents, and as they came together to eventually form the Carpenters, you know, the technology that was available at the time they were evolving, we're evolving right along with them. And, you know, without getting too into the minutia, you know, with the ability to overdub and multi-track recording on the tape, and this actually, you know, goes to another point, but it ties it all together. You know, Karen could have sung in any genre. I mean, had she been born in the 30s or the 40s or the 50s, of course, she wouldn't have had the Carpenters then because she didn't have the technology that was required in the studio to create all of that layering and overdubbing. But they really, you know, it starts with that, you know, you've got that voice, you've got, of course, Richard's just impeccable ear, not only, as I said, to arrange and write songs, but many songs that they recorded, made hits, were songs that were written by others. Paul Williams would be a great example, and right. Roger Nichols. Richard had the ability. He was a born A&R man. He knew how to pick songs and how to key them, and that's just as important. I mean, finding a song with a strong melody, memorable melody, a great lyric, that adds to the timelessness of what we know now as Carpenters, and I believe that they'll live on for many, many generations.
Exactly. Well, Chris, you yourself being an arranger, I liked what Richard said in terms of arrangement, that he could get songs and by bringing in the arrangement magic, so to speak, or touch to a song. I mean, certainly he did it with these iconic hits, you know, that Karen sang that others had covered. They came out like Ticket to Ride, certainly. I mean, their own version of Ticket to Ride, Close to You, you know, and even taking, you know, Paul Williams' song, his iconic We've Only Just Begun, which was done for a local bank there. You know, but you get Richard who comes in and he hears these songs and reads the lyrics and with it, he's got this almost, you know, prescribed filter of arrangement that comes into place that made it just so unique and magical.
Well, and really took them and made them the definitive versions. You know, hurting each other is another, Ruby and the Romantics. You know, he heard coming home from school one day and just, you know, filed at the back of his mind. He said, I know that could be a hit. And he thought for sure that their version was going to be a hit, and it wasn't. And, you know, and eventually he made it that with Karen and the Carpenters. But it really, to be able to, you know, he could do that if he heard a song that he knew was right for Karen, for her voice, for the Carpenters sound, which also had to be, had to involve the ability to create backing vocal harmonies and things, you know, because that doesn't always work. I mean, you can take sort of a prescribed formula and say, well, okay, we're going to throw it here, we're going to throw it there. But it wasn't that simple. I mean, really, the song had to be there, the potential for the hit had to be there, it had to be the right vehicle for Karen's voice, and ultimately for their work together. And when that happened, he would hear the entire song finished in his head before he ever got it down on paper in the studio and on tape. It's remarkable, the man's talent.
You know, without a doubt. Chris, I also appreciate that, you know, Richard would write the song and arrange a song that would complement Karen's voice. It only makes sense, you know. I mean, here he is. He's not a studio type writing for different people or some, you know, some nondescript talent. It was for his sister, and he knew exactly her range. He knew how to bring the music to highlight certain parts of her her vocal skill and abilities and that to really accentuate it. I mean, it is quite magical, I say. And these are some of the things I remember being on the radio, and as I said, many times playing their music. And, you know, and I had a boss that would say, you know, sometimes there are things that occur in any kind of creative forum that people may not understand. It's so subtle, but it's there that you may notice it if it wasn't there, but when it's there, it's just what kind of completes the whole package. And to me, this is what Richard Carpenter was so expert in doing.
Absolutely. And it really, more than anything, and I've mentioned this to him on several occasions, it really speaks volumes to his ability, because one of the hardest things for any artist to do is to self-produce, because you're almost too close to the source, so to speak. And it's very easy. It's very easy to hear certain things that you like. So in Richard's case, you know, if one has a decent ear or has the ability through, you know, trickery or phase cancellation or whatever, their software, their programs, things that you can do to kind of manipulate the mix to bring certain things forward that you wouldn't otherwise hear in intended mix. And you hear all kinds of things going on in the arrangement, and it's just phenomenal ideas and hooks and counter melodies. And most people don't even have any clue that, as you said, they don't have any clue that it's happening. But if it wasn't there, there would be a piece of the puzzle missing. And Richard was very careful to not make it about him or about what he was doing, even in the backing vocals. It was really the right blend of the two of them, layered and creating this harmonic sound. And with Karen on the lead, and remember back, as you know, being in radio, you know, especially back in the 70s, you know, the leads weren't always pushed out in front as far. I mean, you know, it was real common to have a lead vocal sort of buried in the mix, and you've got all of this other stuff going on. With Karen, that wasn't the case. He was very careful to make sure she was pushed out in front. And on remixes that he's done since he's passed on, he's been careful to feature her even more. And that's a sign of a great producer in my mind.
Yeah, without a doubt. Got to go to break. We've got more from Chris May after this. Stay with us.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near?
14 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. We're continuing our conversation with Chris May, talking about this new book that's incredible, Carpenters, the musical legacy that Chris and Mike Lennox have written with Richard Carpenter. Richard writes, "With some trepidation, I ventured into the rarely visited Carpenters archives and discovered among the large number of career-related things, items that I'd forgotten had existed but were nevertheless extant. I trust that you will find some of this arcana to be of interest." For anybody that was a Carpenters fan, it's more of interest. This is just phenomenal to get into. These are some weeds you don't mind getting into, at least for me. I was and still remain a fan of the Carpenters. And I think, especially during this Christmas season, when you hear Karen's voice coming through, whether it's any one of the iconic Christmas songs, and of course, Merry Christmas, Darling. And I can't help but my heart go out to Richard and think what he must feel during this time to hear his sister's voice, because you can't get away from it, during the Christmas season.
Well, I think more than anything, he's at a season in his life where he's very proud of the work they've done. Of course, that's not going to bring Karen back and thinking right about it. But he's been very, very careful continue to protect their legacy musically. He's done, as I said, he's been an overseer of their catalog, really from day one. Back to, of course, when Karen was living, and they both were very protective of their work. But he hears their stuff from time to time, and of course, stuff will surface on public television, especially this time of year. There's a program,
right? Exactly.
Yeah, and I think more than anything, he's grateful for the remarkable work that they did together, the timeless legacy that Karen has certainly left, and the fact that so many of these great songs and records are just as exciting today, if not more so, than they were when they were making them. Nowadays, it's cool to talk about it. Back then, you had to pretend that
exactly.
You know, yeah. Didn't know.
Hey, I was on the air at that time, so I know. And some of the pushback, and like you said, and you point this out in the book, that the carpenters at times were not perceived as cool, but still, it's like people still went ahead, and it's almost like people, they created some closet fans for the carpenters because, whatever music they produced, all you knew is that they continued to sell millions of copies. I will say this, and I share this with you, Chris, mid-80s, I think it was somewhere around 84, Richard did a special concert. And it was with the Garden Grove Philharmonic in Orange County, California. And I happened to attend that evening. And it was such a special evening. And I looked forever afterwards. I said, there's got to be some orchestral version. You know, somebody had to capture this on record. I was associated with a local radio station there at the time. And I looked and looked, could not find. But I'll tell you, it was such, to me, of all the concerts I've gone to, it still is in my top five most favorite concerts, and this was just Richard with the Garden Grove Philharmonic doing the Carpenters catalog of music. It was just so incredible and precious.
Well, I can tell you that it does exist, and I have a copy of that performance on vinyl, so you and I can touch base at some point later on about that. But you know,
no way, you're kidding me. You have
no,
that?
I have it in my archive. Yes, I have that performance at the Garden Grove. Yep, with the symphony. He did Fantasia. He did a whole number of tunes, but it's on double-sided vinyl. So, yeah. He just recently recorded an album at the request of Decca Records that will be out on January 14th. In fact, a number of the songs, I believe two of them, are already available for download. And it's a piano solo album that he did, really reimagining a number of the Carpenters, the songs that he and Karen recorded, all on solo piano. So he's still working and arranging and doing what he loves.
Wow. How did you get together with Richard? I mean, because here you get together, I mean, you know, and look, I've been in radio. I've been around the business for a long time. I would have given parts of my body to have an opportunity a 5-minute meeting with Richard Carpenter just to say hey and, how much I appreciated his gift because he's been such a blessing. But here you get to meet him, and now you and Mike spend over 100 hours interviewing him, going through his archives, like you said, his archive. You've got archives. It's amazing. And I'm envisioning as you're going through this process, it was probably like him doing a studio production, very precise and just layer upon layer. And, you know, ideas would come up and you'd say he'd escape. He'd go downstairs and go into the archives and he'd bring back information and the history of the particular topic that you guys brought up. I mean, this is incredible.
Yeah, well, Richard and I have had a distant relationship for quite a number of years. In fact, about 15 years ago, I asked him if he was ever going to consider putting this kind of book together, because as Mike and I have said, since he and I met 4 years ago, you know, if there's a book that you want to read that hasn't been written, to quote Toni Morrison, you have to write it. And yes. So that's really what this was. And, I was very, very privileged to spend quite a few days down in the archives myself, going through a lot of things that he really gave us, you know, carte blanche. I mean, in terms of being able to go through, my wife is actually a graphic designer. She was very involved on the pre-production element and all of the scanning and the digitization of these images off of slides. I must have gone through at least 70 or 80 boxes of Kodak, meticulously filed and archived slides. Outlining their career, and then there were a number of other covered downstairs. When I say downstairs, he has a media underground under his house that houses a lot of this, and then he also has another a warehouse about 20 miles away that also where he keeps his classic car collection and also a number of other things. So related to Carpenters. And so what would happen is, as far as the images, a lot of the photographs go, I went through and selected hundreds of photos, and then he and I sat together and we sort of weeded through them and decided what would go in and what wouldn't. But as far as a lot of the ephemera and the artifacts and things like that, being in music myself, there were just things that came to mind. I thought, you know, let's pull the chart, the orchestra chart for this, and how about, you know, the tape boxes for this, and I wanted to put you know, some of the early recording contracts and acetates and things like that. And so he would, that stuff he had to look for because he had to, you know, locate a number of these things. But it turns out he had not only a lot of these things that I would ask him for, but then he would stumble across quite a number of other pieces of ephemera. And then he would, you know, I'd show up at the house and he'd have boxes laid out for me. He'd say, well, I don't know if you could use this or what do you think about this? And then there were things, of course, that he had in mind that he said, I really want to, yeah, I want to put this letter in here or this particular, you know, document or something and that kind of thing. And it was really, he was very respectful. You know, here he is. He's really the subject here. You know, when he wanted something a certain way, really, of course, wanted to make sure that things were right, which was all of our priority. I mean, we wanted it as accurate as possible. But if there was something that he wanted in there or didn't want in there, of course, he always got the final say. But he was very respectful of Mike and me and what we were all looking for, because I really believe that we were all on the same page from day one. Otherwise, he never would have. Richard doesn't normally agree to do this kind of thing. So yeah, it was a blessing, I mean, to say the very least, as you know.
Well, and he even opens up about his relationship with A&M, you know, bringing out a little bit of the you know, stuff out of the drawer there with what they dealt with and his frustration about how he felt like they were being managed or the lack of management.
Yeah, I think that one thing that I learned about him working this closely, and I think Mike would agree, is that, you know, Richard, in addition to being a very humble man, he's also very compassionate. There were a lot of details in the story over the years that were left out of interviews because I'm talking specific either to management or something on the, you know, on the, you know, administrative side of what was going on at the label, production, that kind of thing. Not because they were hiding anything for the sake of hiding it. It was because they didn't want to hurt any of the family members. They didn't want to, they really took the high road when it came to a lot, even if it meant, you know, taking a hit in the story and right, really looking, you know, and I think to their discredit, and Richard will admit now looking back, they should have spoken up sooner about things. They had a manager who really was acting as an agent. It was really about just making as much money as possible as quickly as they possibly could. You know, he had somebody else getting credit as a producer who really wasn't acting as a producer, but again, with the politics and everything that was going on. And of course, they didn't want to rock the boat. You know, they worked so hard to get to get their recording contract, and now they had carte blanche. So, you know, a lot of it was also just a lack of experience. And I think by the time they moved so quickly and had so much. I mean, if you go through this book and you look at all of the concert dates that we've outlined, and even in that there are a few holes and things, you know, but we got it as close as we possibly could. It's amazing they even had time to breathe. I mean, they
exactly.
Just, you know,
well, Chris May, this is a real gift, what you and Mike have presented, and Richard, a real gift to Carpenters fans, the musical legacy. This is going to be linked on our website, of course, available at all the usual places. And I cannot thank you enough for, you know, being so open, for Richard's openness and all the hard work that you guys put into this. I mean, hundreds, over 100 hours of interviews and, you know, going through all the archives and everything like that. This is a great... I look at it as a great Christmas gift that you've given us, you know, for, you know,
absolutely,
all his fans, all his fans that are Carpenters. Chris May, the longtime Carpenters expert, historian, 16-year moderator and contributor for the popular online Carpenters discussion forum at A&M Corner, and a consultant, freelance music director and arranger himself. Chris, thanks again. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bill, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?